Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Beginning Monday, October 17th, public firewood will be made available for pickup at the end of Langill Road in Cooper Landing between the times of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Shannon McCarthy with the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities tells KSRM.
There is firewood available. This is very popular with the public. So obviously, it's going to be mostly for local people because it doesn't make sense for people to come from further away. Some of the wood will be green, so you'll have to let it dry. But certainly, it's a great thing for everyone. It allows some of this wood that we're clearing to have that secondary use. You can contact the DOT project office at 907-595-2217.
According to the Alaska Department of Transportation, the logs are approximately 20 feet long. To access the pickup location, a four-wheel drive vehicle is recommended. The location will be open for 3 weeks, and then mechanical means for loading firewood will be allowed. And again, the pickup hours are between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., and we've got more details on this at RadioKenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly appropriated funds from the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management for the Emergency Siren Warning System Replacement Project. The division provides funds to enhance the capability of local governments to prevent, deter, respond to, and recover from all hazard incidents, in addition to enhancing regional preparedness efforts. A previous ordinance appropriated $700,000 for the project. The borough's emergency manager, Brenda Ahlberg, told the Finance Committee,
"This amount of funding was an additional allocation to an existing grant that we have in place, a portion of that being about $150,000 that was originally used to upgrade the current siren system. We did seek and got approval to actually use the remaining funds towards an actual upgrade project. From there, an additional what's called reappropriation request was submitted for the money that's before you, $231,044.38, that would also be used towards the replacement project."
The Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management State Homeland Security Program is a federal pass-through grant program with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which provides funding for planning, equipment, training, and exercises. Ahlberg added,
"One thing of note is the last whereas is that the Assembly did appropriate $700,000 in local and general funds towards this project. The goal is that the federal pass-through funding would be used and that portion of $700,000 would not be used for the program."
The Kenai Peninsula Borough's Siren Warning System provides emergency notifications to the public. 14 sites are located in the coastal communities of Homer, Nanwalek, Port Graham, Seldovia, and Seward. The grant performance period ends May 31st of next year. The Soldanna City Council enacted an ordinance for the Whistle Hill Sewer Utility Improvement Special Assessment District project. The previous resolution authorized the city manager to proceed with the construction of the Special Assessment District project. The city contracted with Tri-Hydro Corporation to create a cost estimate, which includes projected cost for the design, construction, oversight, and administration of the project. The total estimated cost was $814,200, with the city paying for the project up front and the funding to be provided by the utility fund. Additionally, the Soldanna City Council adopted a resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a sole source professional services agreement with Tri-Hydro in the amount of just short of $52,000 for the design of the Whistle Hill SAD sewer extension project. Kyle Cornelis, the city's public works director, told the city council,
"This is a sole source request to contract with Tri-Hydro. They're a local firm with team members that have worked with the city in the past, particularly the multi-million dollar Binkley Street remodel projects quite a few years ago. This resolution would authorize a contract agreement with Tri-Hydro to perform the design, bid phase assistance, significant permitting through DOT and DEC, and then some construction, administration, and oversight for the Whistle Hill Sewer Extension project. Tri-Hydro, through a third party, has already completed a significant amount of work to include conceptual planning, some programmatic and schematic phase engineering services. Much of that was done in coordination with city utility and public works departments."
The project would extend a sewer main approximately 1,500 feet north beyond the existing collection terminus, aligned with the Sterling Highway, Paces Boulevard, and John's Circle. 7 benefited properties would have service line extensions to the edge of the right-of-way, where property owners can connect to the city municipal system. Both pieces of legislation were approved by the Soldotna City Council. Details, RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.